Al Jazeera's invited on a tour, a showcase of combined U.S. and Philippine firepower. Here in the northern province of Cagayan, 550 kilometers from Taiwan, a scenario is being played out. The Philippine Marines are defending the country's coastal waters from imagined foreign incursions with the help of American troops. It is a test of combat readiness. In Tarlac, another northern Philippine province, large-scale drills of live-fire maneuvers and aircraft assaults are held. That is to ensure that the American and Philippine military capabilities are synchronized in the event of an armed attack. This is how balikatan or shoulder-to-shoulder exercises look up close.
Certainly the objective of what we're doing is demonstrating the strength of the alliance, as well as the commitment to regional security. And that is the purpose of this exercise.
The Balikatan is one of the most visible manifestations of the Mutual Defense Treaty, which was signed in 1951. And this year's exercise is proving to be one of its biggest, with nearly 9,000 soldiers from both countries.
With the Philippines and China both claiming the Spratly Islands, and Beijing and regional neighbors also claiming other disputed islands and reefs, tensions have been raised in a region already considered a possible security flashpoint. Some officials say the Philippine military needs to beef up its coastal defense capabilities.
If we talk of external aggression, kasi yan talaga yung kailangan naming i-improve. Kasi long, sabihin na lang natin, we count 53 years that we've been doing puro dito sa loob. So it's high time na siguro with the itong mga unfolding events na naririnig natin internationally.
This year's exercises show how far President Rodrigo Duterte has walked back on his initial promise to scale down U.S. military activities in the country. With growing tensions in the South China Sea, both the U.S. and the Philippine military say they need to stay alert. And any military that fails to evolve over time will eventually fail to defend its own nation. Jamela Alindogan, Al Jazeera, Cagayan Province, Northern Philippines.